This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Here's what I do with my time, or what I do with some of my time. I click around the web looking at interesting stuff, articles, weird press releases, quarterly financial results, and whenever I see something that grabs me, I clip it and send it to my Evernote account. That's a cool note-taking multi-level organizing application you can get that syncs to your phone and your computer. And then maybe weeks later, usually when I have something important to do that's already late, I click through my Evernote files to see what caught my attention in the previous weeks. It's like opening a little time capsule to my very recent state of mind. Sometimes when I've been feeling especially fat, it'll all be blog posts about don't eat wheat this, or articles telling me to drink bulletproof coffee that, or here's how to spend 6 minutes in the gym once a week and lose weight. Or sometimes if I'm feeling a little broke, I'll discover that my Evernote file is filled with companies or stock ideas or ways to get stuff I don't want anyway for free. Yesterday, though, here's what I saw. Netflix, the content streaming company, now has a higher market valuation than CBS, which is interesting because CBS is arguably the most successful broadcast network in America. I also learned, according to something I clipped from The Hollywood Reporter, that almost a third of all Americans didn't go to the movies last year, and that young people especially seem reluctant to go. And then I clicked around to another article that I clipped, which told me that Comcast, the huge cable company that owns NBC and Universal, has for the first time ever more internet customers than cable customers. Which sort of makes sense, because I also clipped a poll that showed that millennials, that vaguely defined group of young people that always seem to include the person who got your order wrong, well, they prefer streaming video, usually Netflix, over regular old TV. And then the head of CBS announced his willingness and even interest in putting his content onto Apple TV with its very own button. That's what we're calling it right now anyway, because no one has thought of anything better. A button. And then, right before I clicked away, I saw this item, which for some reason caught my attention a week or so ago. The number of Google searches with the words, "How do I write a check?" has soared in the past few years. Presumably because, well, we know why. Because who writes checks? Only the kind of people who don't know that it's all headed towards getting a button somewhere. So I suppose a week or so ago, I wasn't feeling fat or broke or anything like that. I guess I was feeling suddenly aware that we're all at the start of an amazing and probably very lucrative land grab in the entertainment business, when channels, which are numbers on a grid, are replaced with buttons that appear pretty much anywhere on demand. And that means that if you've been in the business a long time, a CBS, say, or even an HBO, you are suddenly going to have to compete with a lot of new buttons all over the place. It also means that if you've ever wanted to have a button of your own, now is very much the time to make your move. Old media companies are going to invest more money in content, and this is crucial, promotion, but it also means that new companies have a better than decent shot at the same baffled check-writing audience for whom it makes little difference where the thing comes from as long as the thing is interesting. So they're going to invest more money in content and promotion. So if you're a writer, or I guess an actor or director or something like that, or you're in the promotion business, this is the start of a pretty great time. So I guess last week, when I clipped all of those articles, I was feeling like I was in Fat City, which is different from the other kind of fat. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will make it easy. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.